went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now, the man that helps me do this every week is sitting in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, it's interesting that each week we have these conversations, which give a kind of an general overview about people's health. And one of the things that comes to my mind is that, of course, each person's situation is individual. And it's not really possible to just give a broad scope of information and have that necessarily identify each individual. So it's really important to actually find a practitioner that you want to work with and have that kind of a health advocate to be on your team.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to talk to you today about, you know, we live in a rather toxic environment today. And if you think back to the days, the older days of advertising, they were selling things like cigarettes and alcohol on television and ads throughout the magazines and all these things that were harmful to your health. And nowadays, the ads seem to be for all the drugs that you need to take. And it seems like advertising and health really just don't go together well.
Well, they don't go together well. And the sad part is that powers that be, the Food and Drug Administration, the people that regulate advertising, et cetera, they're allowing this. Why? Because it generates money. money, that, you know, people are compromising their integrity, compromising their ethics, compromising their morals, because at the end of the day, it's about putting a dollar in their pocket, not necessarily doing what's the right thing.
We've got our things, our orientation misaligned here. I mean, there are conditions now like restless leg syndrome and the thing called shift work sleep disorder and non-24 sleep wake disorder. All these things seem to be manufactured just to sell more of these drugs. I mean, they make up these new conditions and diseases that didn't even exist a decade ago. Are they naming syndromes, or are they actually creating them?
Well, they're naming them and creating them all in the same breath. Pharmaceutical companies have think tanks to come up with the names of drugs and the syndromes it's supposed to help, and the marketing department helps to sell it. And after talking to a pharma scientist who are in the product development, they'll be the first to tell you that it's all marketing of new problems in an effort to make profit, and it's not really about developing products specific for legitimate ailments. It's about creating new fantasized ailments that they already have treatments for.
And the thing is that they cultivate fear in people, and the media is really great at inciting fear. I mean, it seems the easiest motion to tap into is really fear, and this hasn't been lost on those advertisers and medications, has it?
Absolutely not. In fact, this is where one of the biggest money makers is, making up conditions to medicate and then selling it to the public, and the public eats it up like sugar.
Yeah, I mean, the pharmaceutical companies do a great job at selling symptoms, and maybe your headache is a sign of a brain tumor, maybe that cough might mean you have lung disease, even cancer. And not every ache and pain is a sign of a terminal condition.
No, it is not. And what's important is for people to start appreciating the fact that when you have a symptom, it's your body's way of trying to tell you something is wrong. And if you take a medication to block the symptom, well, now the body has to come up with a new way to tell you that something's wrong. And these are the side effects that people experience when they're giving a medication, because a side effect is your body's way of telling you that what you're doing as a solution is not really a solution, and that the body's letting you know that by producing a new symptom.
It's kind of like, you know, you fix a crack instead of actually undoing the damage that was done and fixing the foundation.
Yes.
So another thing is, you know, over the last number of years, we've been fighting this war on drugs, and at the same time, Big Pharma is pushing them. So millions of people are being prescribed opioids for pain, and countless people are becoming addicted to them. Then those same people that are now addicted on opioids start to get involved in street narcotics, and the problem of addiction is sanctioned on the one hand, and then when a person loses the ability to self-control and is an addict, the tide shifts and that person gets thrown in the trash heap as they're worthless. It's crazy making double standard, don't you think?
So you've noticed the trend.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been telling people about this for about 25 years, and now people are starting to wake up, and I may not be as crazy as people once thought I was. And so what's important for you as the consumer is to really start to assess what is being done. Does it impact you? Does it not impact you? And if you have a health condition, then you need to get in front of it. You don't need to be chasing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many drugs that are being advertised. It's hard to have any idea what they treat. I mean, if you listen to the advertising on television, they don't usually say. So who are they trying to reach with these ads?
People who are simple and mindlessly watching the television, the people who are up all night because they cannot sleep, the unemployed, the people who are struggling in life, and it's separating the have from the have-nots, and we're all prone to becoming a victim in this situation.
Well, I mean, insurance sales works on telling you the tragic things that could befall you, and it seems that now medicine is using the same tactics, but in reality, this is not healthcare, is it?
No, it's sickness care, and it violates the Hippocratic Oath as far as I'm concerned, and people need to stand up and become aware of it, and we shouldn't just stick with the status quo. We should be demanding better, we should be asking for better, and we should make sure that we get better as individualized consumers.
And what we end up doing is we have health insurance, but that's actually designed to pay for treatment.
Yes, treatment of symptoms. Care that seeks to prevent disease, promote health, prolong and enhance the quality of life is not considered medically necessary and is not a covered service. So to get paid, we have to guarantee that you have a concern. Wait till it gets worse. Mask it with toxic chemicals and promote problems that do not exist in an effort to make more money. And that's the business of the day, and that's the business of our healthcare system and of, quote, medicine.
So that actually means that a patient has to have a diagnosable condition in order to get treatment.
Yes, meaning they have to have lost greater than 60% of normal functioning to qualify for care.
So how can doctors do much for preventative medicine?
Well, if they are tied to the insurance industry, they cannot. If they want to teach and promote that, the person will have to pay for it themselves. Insurance by law will not, and anyone billing for it is committing insurance fraud. So it becomes a very slippery slope. If you want to make sure that you're making the maximum dollar off the treatments that you're doing, then you get involved in insurance-based care. There's There's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of oversight. There's a lot of, you know, there are doctors who have to refund payments because some sort of auditor decided that the treatment that was rendered shouldn't have been paid for. And so, you know, you're caught between a rock and a hard place if you're accepting insurance. And so you put the insurance company's needs before the patient's needs, and you get these people who go to doctors and they get minimal care, but they get maximum billing to their insurance company. But if the patient doesn't feel it, who are they to say, I don't care what you're doing, just as long as I feel better? And at the end of the day, it's not a very good system that we have. And you know, that's why things are done a little bit differently in my office. You know, I'm not quite as good as Burger King, but you pay for your service at the time of service. And I'll give you whatever receipt you want to submit to your carrier. But I'm not going to let your carrier define what I can and can't do to help you. I'm going to do what's in your best interest based upon my clinical expertise and my, you know, 25 plus years of experience.
So really, the healthcare that you practice is oriented to helping people prevent getting sick in the first place. I mean, it's a completely noble concept.
Noble? Yeah. I guess. It's simply the purpose for what it is that I do. I help people and I help them stay well for as long as they choose, and insurance doesn't pay for it. And at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, what is your health worth? And at the end of the day, if you have a debilitating disease, there are people who actually make the decision they'd rather be dead than suffer through their particular problem. And so my thought is to get in front of it. Don't get to the point where you have a debilitating disease. Don't let the healthcare industry dictate that you have to lose greater than 60% of normal functioning before care you qualify for care. Stay in front of it. Always do preventative stuff and lead happy, healthy, productive lives, and don't let a health condition control you.
It seems like such a simple, logical way to approach healthcare, and yet it's something that seems so counter to what the culture is doing.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is fascinating. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you some more about the toxic living situation that we're all facing today.
Absolutely, but please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about the effects of our society, toxic living, the impact it has on our health, and what you as a consumer should consider with regards to your health and how you manage your health.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we were talking about at the top of the show was how much fear is incited by what's going on with, you know, drugs and prescription medicines. And one of the biggest fears that they play upon is the fear of aging and losing particularly your sex appeal. So they push all these hormone replacement therapies. Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, cancer for starters, low energy, poor functioning, and end-stage disease the longer you are on it. Do I really need to go on?
I think that's pretty clear. Now, I mean, more and more as people are relying on drugs to maintain all the what they call a normal life, but really the truth of it is the medication and our diets are really combining to create this toxic mess. And I mean, why else would there be such a strong link between the food industry and the drug industry?
Well, they support each other since the FDA regulates both, and the average American is blind to the fact that this is true, and they don't pay attention to the fact that what it is that we're eating is creating the nutritional deficiency diseases that we're all suffering and dying from and getting worse and worse every day. And the way that they mask that is by just injecting us with chemicals in some way, shape, or form.
Well, you might expect that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, would be oriented toward the nutritional value of food in an effort to be healthy. But it almost seems like what their focus is on the toxicity in food, like if something is contaminated. And the thing is, it's not just the toxins that are poisoning our diets, is it?
No, it's not. It's the way that they genetically modify our foods. They're changing the way that food is manufactured, which means that we're going to change the way that we as consumers process it. And as a result of that, we're going to change the ways that our bodies function. And it's not, you don't need an advanced degree to understand that. If everybody understands, if you put crap gas gas in your car is going to run like crap. Well, if you put crap food in your body's going to run like crap. And just because a government agency says that, well, it's generally recognized as safe, doesn't mean that it is safe. And, you know, if I take out a gun and I shoot you and I kill you in the moment, okay, I get to go to jail for that because I committed a crime. But if I slowly poison you over 30 or 40 years and you succumb to the effects of that, that's not considered violating any law in any way, shape, or form. And I just look at that and say, are we really that insane that we don't see the connection and that we're not willing to stand up and say something?
Well, it's so interesting. You said that what their concern is that it's relatively safe food that we're talking about. And the food industry has extracted all kinds of different chemical elements, and then they use those to preserve the foods and give them longer shelf lives. But the conversation is not about the nutritional value. And what ends up happening is, and what you see in the research, is that the chemicals, the colors, the preservatives, all these things actually interfere with good health. Is it that because we're slowing the spoilage of food that involves the extraction of some of the very things that give it its nutritional value?
Well, that's part of it, yes. And what we need to appreciate is that when we take the perishable portion out of a food and make it non-perishable, well, the fact that it won't ever spoil means that there's nothing supportive of life within it, because life has a finite amount of time. And if you take the part that is going to spoil because it has a finite amount of time out of it, then there's nothing left in it that's going to be nutritionally sound that is going to support life, because there's no life in it.
It makes such great sense. So let's talk about something else. What happens when you use a microwave oven?
While you denature the proteins in the food, which creates health issues in the person consuming it, it is immediate? No, not really. But over time, you can expect to have issues because you've now modified the protein chemical structure, and what that's going to do once it's inside your body is create issues.
So that's actually genetically changing what you're eating?
It's distorting it genetically, yes, because it's altering the protein structure of the food that you're eating.
And what we see is that the more basic nutrition declines, the more health consequences rise.
You've noticed that.
And
it's the equation they are employing, and we all get to prepay for it now and being forced to prepay for future health problems, except they will find out what we're not paying enough to support the system, and it will fail again, which means that they'll ramp off us paying more money. And it just becomes a question of what is it that we're doing. We're actually working. We're working very, very hard to earn as much money as we can to pay for future problems that we're going to have, rather than fix the problems, understand them, get in front of them, and then never have to have them.
It's, I don't know, the logic just escapes me entirely. But that's why we're here, and that's why we're having this conversation, because it seems that we're being promoted this kind of logic. But I think if you use common sense, and if you use just an orientation towards an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and that kind of logic, then you're going to see what we're saying has a lot of merit.
Absolutely.
Now, millions of people now have developed things like seasonal allergies, gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, and all sorts of different kinds of attention disorders and pain disorders and, you know, spectrum disorders. Is all this really related to what's going on in the toxicity in the environment?
Well, this is due to so many different factors. It makes it challenging for a practitioner to get ahead of it, especially if their education is focused on treating symptoms and not treating the source of a problem. And that's the difference between your traditional allopathic doctor, who's gone through schooling to understand how to put fires out rather than address the reason for why the fires start to begin with. And it makes it hard for a practitioner because they have limited education and they're not employing common sense.
Hmm. Now, what about autoimmune diseases? Are those also related to all these dietary imbalances that we're seeing?
In fact, they are. Chronic long-term imbalances will cause autoimmune disease to develop, and that's why we've seen a tremendous increase in autoimmune disease. There used to be like 3 or 4, and now there's over 130 of them. And, you know, again, they're treating the autoimmune disease by treating the symptoms. They're not addressing the underlying cause, and they're not fixing the problem.
Well, now that brings up the subject of diabetes and obesity. I mean, those things are off the charts. So what's going on?
Big Pharma, the Food and Drug Administration, and the food that we are being asked to eat, we are all starving and consuming too much processed crap, leading to diabetes and obesity. And it's a very, very simple thing to understand, but they cloud us with shiny gadgets and distracting us to have other things. And we're not focusing on this, that, or the other thing. And we're just creating more problems in an effort to create more profit. And it's profits before people. So we just need to understand that. And the consumer needs to get in front of it.
I mean, one of the things that's happening, it seems, with the foods, especially things like high fructose corn syrup, which has become sort of the main sugar in so many different foods that people are eating, and it has really bad effects on people's health. I mean, this is the kind of thing where we're taking the nutrition out, we're putting these other things, these fast fixes in, and now we're suffering the consequences of it. I mean, we've seen this rise really accelerate.
And you've seen that connection, right? I mean, it's really all part of the master plan, and the master plan is to get everybody on drugs and to get everybody paying for them ahead of time, and it doesn't matter how long they live or don't live. Why? Because they're just making profits for the people who are, at the top of the mountain there.
I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, I think just about everyone wants their health. And so it's easy to see how talking about a terrible disease can do to you and lead folks to start associating with their symptoms and identifying with their symptoms and whatever disease is being discussed. But in point of fact, you are not your disease. The disease is something that's happening within you. And part of this discussion that we have each week is to help people identify that they don't have to identify with being ill. They can actually identify with being a healthy person.
Well, we would want them to identify with being healthy, but we have to help them understand what health is to begin with. And if you're focused on problems and not solutions, no real true solutions are being offered. How much money has been devoted to heart disease? How much money to cancer research? How much money to diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure? I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And everybody's doing a walk for this and a walk for that and donating money to this and donating money to that. And at the end of the day, are we any closer to having a solution for any of these problems? And the answer is no. If you scratch the surface, if you look into the organizations that are, quote, raising the money, they're nowhere closer to having a solution than they were back in the 1950s. And people need to stand up and understand what is being done. And you can't turn a blind eye and you can't just accept that people are doing the right thing, because at the end of the day, no, they're not. They're just simply about making profits. I mean, when you look at the news story that was recently circulated around about the cost of the EpiPen. An EpiPen, the manufacturers say, ultimately costs about $30 to manufacture, and yet if you have it billed through your insurance, it's going to cost, the insurance carrier is going to be willing to pay over $800 for two EpiPens, which comes in a single pack. And the insurance company, even though they're paying that much out, they're making $200 and some odd. The manufacturer is making some $200 and some odd. The pharmacist who just keeps it on the shelf is making $40 just to have it available. And insurance is paying for all of it, but at the end of the day, who's paying for the insurance?
Well, we are.
That would be everybody.
Everybody.
And so, it's just insanity.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, a few more questions about how we can turn this situation around.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy, what not to buy to be healthy, how to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern, why it's important to pay attention to ingredients, how to read labels, and much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon. And today, Mark and I are discussing, the effects of our toxic living and the pharmaceutical industry and healthcare, et cetera.
Yeah, one of the things that's important to recognize is that drugs don't always work. It can be aiming with a blindfold on. I mean, some people, they're given combinations of drugs, and they might even give you a drug to combat the side effects of the first drug you're taking. I mean, there's a whole mix of things that happen, and it's not necessarily that people can really identify what's going to treat that particular person.
Absolutely. And then you will never unravel the consequences of that, because the person is now functioning abnormally and the testing is based on that, not the health of a person as it should be. And so when you compound a problem by giving it a second medication, now you've actually changed the person two steps away from what their original physiology should be. And how are you going to get somebody back? And it's just going to lead to more complications.
So how do you in your practice help people deal with side effects?
Find a solution that addresses the cause, and then the side effects go away because the medication will no longer be necessary.
So can you help people wean off their medications?
Well, I can help them do that, and it requires the help of a medical doctor or the pharmacist to make it happen with the proper supervision. I mean, I'm not licensed to prescribe or unprescribe medications, so that has to be done with the proper supervision by your medical doctor or your pharmacist that can help you understand how to make those decisions. And, you know, you see the warning in a lot of these commercials that say don't ever stop taking your medication because severe consequences will be waiting for you. And I just think that's there's a lot of truth to that, but I also think it's another scare tactic. And it's like, well, why would I go on something that I can never get off of if it's going to fix my problem?
Mm-hmm. Really? Now, what about all the, we talked about painkillers before. What about someone who's hooked on painkillers? Can you help in that situation?
Well, if they truly desire help, yes. If they are too caught up in their addiction, then no. I mean, I get about 10 to 15 calls a week of people looking for drugs. I send them to a website and ask them to watch some videos and call me back if they're interested in a natural solution, and they never once call back. They just want their fix, and it's a sad thing when a person is so you know, ingrained in their treatment that they can't ever get off of it, and now they have an addiction to it.
Yeah, that's a big problem. Now, I mean, another thing about the, because you don't use drugs in your practice, but you do use nutritional supplements. And are those targeted in the way that drugs are?
No, drugs are symptom targeted. Whole food nutritional supplements are focused on restoring normal function and physiology and supporting that once it's attained.
Mm-hmm. There are other aspects of the way you treat health. You use some homeopathic remedies, and those are really different than drugs as well. How do they work?
Well, they remind the nervous system of how it should deal with an imbalance to remove the imbalance, and you know, they give you a small dosage of whatever it is that your imbalance is, and it stimulates the nervous system and the immune system to have an appropriate response.
Mm-hmm. And now, millions of people today are taking statins to combat high blood pressure, but statins often lead to other diseases, don't they?
Well, yes, they do. Statins are actually used for high cholesterol, and the chief side effect associated with taking those too long is a thing called diabetes. But unfortunately, they have a treatment for diabetes, so they're not really concerned with that as a consequence because that's just good business. It's going to allow them to do more treatment that's going to ramp up the cost of the person being treated, and that's more profit in their pockets.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your situation, without using drugs and medications, if somebody comes into you with a blood pressure problem, how do you address that?
Well, we balance their adrenals and address the stress in their system to help the body release it in a natural manner. And it's honestly, it's not all that difficult. You just got to put the work in, and you got to rebuild your system if you've been on suppressive medication for so long.
Mm-hmm. So the key to taking care of your health is to be in as proactive as possible, not to wait until there's a full-blown disease. And if you don't feel well, you really need to keep asking the questions, whether it's of your doctor or somebody like yourself who's in alternative healthcare. You need to get the knowledge for what you need to do to be healthy.
Absolutely. And that's the purpose of this show. That's the purpose of everything that I do in my life, in my office, my free healthcare classes, the books that I've written, countless number of pages on my website, you know, and it's about helping people to understand how to take control of their own health, because realistically, nobody else should be responsible for anybody else. We should all be responsible for ourselves.
Now, if somebody has a disease, has already been in that healthcare system, and maybe they've even had an operation, can you help those people as well?
Well, if they have the desire, I have a solution, and they need to take the first step. I help people from all over the world. If they want help, I'm here, and I'm happy to help you. Simply call my office or email me, and let's get started. And the phone number to get a hold of me is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with you the concerns that you have.
Well, that is really a generous offer, and as we do each week, I appreciate the shows that we do. I appreciate being able to ask you all the different questions that I have come up with and some of the research that I do to address some of these questions, because for people who are stuck in a system that's not working for them, there is an alternative out there, and part of what your mission is to communicate that some of the, what that alternatives is, and also to be able to make yourself available to people if they want to reach out to you. So I suggest that anybody listening to the show that has a health concern, that would like an answer to their question, go ahead, reach out to Doc Rick, 845-561-2225, and you know, he's there, he'll answer your questions. And I thank you again for doing the show, Doc.
Absolutely. So that's it for this week's show. I really appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in. Please tune tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.